Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. It's Super Bowl weekend, folks, and I guess I'm not supposed to say Super Bowl without offending the NFL, but when I say Super Bowl, it's S-I-O-U-X. It's the Super Bowl weekend. So hope you guys all get an opportunity to enjoy the big game. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to begin by thanking Chris Bogenreef of NAI United, our longtime sponsor of Grow Siouxland. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by a couple of gentlemen who were very active in the past week on a couple of important regional initiatives, including the expansion of housing in the tri-state area. One of them also attended the 25th annual peer legislative days with the Dakota Valley Business Council and the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce out in Pierre, South Dakota. Welcome Ryan Callahan and Jeff Dooley.
Thank you very much.
Ryan, it's great to have you in studio. We really appreciate it. And as we do each Saturday morning, we're going to introduce our guests to the listening audience, and we'll begin with you and follow up with Jeff. And then as we have the opportunity to get to know you, we'll transition into discussing specifically what transpired at the state capitol in Pierre through 2 days of meetings earlier this week. But before we get there, Ryan, if you'd be so kind, tell us where you grew up.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chris, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm a Sioux City native. I grew up on the north side of Sioux City, product of a little bit of public school, but mostly the Catholic school system, Blessed Sacrament in Healing. Graduated in 1990, so dating myself a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's all right.
There's a little bit of gray in that beard these days.
Tell us what kind
of activities you were involved in as a grade school and high school kid. What kept you busy?
One of the main things was martial arts and wrestling, and I vividly recall in middle school this high school kid coming down, and I think I was about the same size as him. His name was Chris McGowan, and he used to just punish me and use me as the example of how to choke, pin, armbar. I'm kidding, because you don't do that in wrestling, but did a lot of wrestling, a lot of martial arts. That's kind of been my forte as far as athletics.
It's a great tradition. That's exactly how I was taught wrestling. We had high school kids come down from Healing and coach the Catholic Grade School Athletic League.
Yep, it was a fun experience. So I've always been kind of a reader and a worker. That's kind of been my background. When I was in high school, I worked a great deal for the Boyle family at Wendy's and worked my way up towards manager and eventually graduated, went to Iowa State, received a bachelor's and then a master's in civil engineering. My master's degree is in mainly environmental type engineering, but really interesting to me is wastewater, water treatment, conveyance, distribution, stuff like that. But got done with that and got married in Central Iowa and worked for a couple different consulting firms doing engineering and eventually worked my way back towards Sioux City, which was kind of my goal. Brought my family back with me, and we've basically been there ever since.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
My wife, Amy Callahan, is a physician. She's been on this program, I believe, a while ago. We have 3 kids, 2 of which are done with school and on their own. One is an accountant in Minneapolis. One is an engineer who is actually joining us and coming back here and will be part of the story here in a little bit. It's regarding housing, but our youngest is a senior at Healing and planning to attend Notre Dame next year.
Congratulations. Great.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Callahan, the CEO of RP and CEC, construction and engineering firm located in North Sioux City, South Dakota. And with Ryan Callahan today is Jeff Dooley. Many of you know Jeff for his many decades of service leading the Community Improvement District in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Jeff recently joined Ryan Callahan's organization as the manager of the CEC division of RP Constructors. Jeff, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you for having us today. I always enjoy visiting on these radio shows, but I grew up in Yankton, South Dakota. I got my undergraduate degree from South Dakota State University and my MBA from University of South Dakota. And then for about 7 years, I worked at a planning district in Yankton, South Dakota, and then came to Dakota Dunes in 2000. Worked there for 23 years, and you know, that was a great experience over 23 years, but I learned a lot. But after 23 years, I just felt it was time personally for a change in scenery. And I also thought Dakota Dunes maybe needed a different perspective. So I've known Ryan for a long time. He was actually on my board, and then moved away for a little bit. And then we reconnected in the 2011 flood, worked with him during that time. And then again in the 2019 flood, and without Ryan and the RPCEC connection, I don't know that we would have had the success that we did have. I've always enjoyed working with RP and CEC, and their ability to solve problems has always impressed me. So when I had this opportunity, I took it, and have been enjoying it so far.
Well, we're thrilled for both of you and happy to see that transition, but also grateful to you for over two decades of service leading Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, and perhaps most importantly, through the super challenging floods of 2011, which I think were devastating in the tri-state region, but particularly for Dakota Dunes.
Yeah, you know, that was a tough time for everybody in the tri-state region and in the Midwest in general, but I think we all kind of came out better in the end, and now we're where we're at today, and we're just kind of trying to move forward.
Yeah, I think that it was a seminal moment in our community for cooperation and collaboration, and to this very day, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce slogan and logo is "Together We Are Stronger," and that was born in the floods of 2011, and it speaks to not only being a member of the Chamber of Commerce, where together we are stronger, with 1,400 businesses all joined with the Siouxland Chamber and over 100 at the Dakota Valley Business Council, we certainly are stronger working together. But it's also a manifestation of our tri-state commitment to one another. And I do recall that the chair of the Chamber Board of Directors in 2011 was Jim Jensen of Great West Casualty in South Sioux City, Nebraska. But Jim's residence was in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And that year at the chamber dinner, he stood up and said, "I didn't get the names of the seven guys that brought trucks and hauled all my furniture out of my home that weekend. I hope some of them are here today because I want to thank them." And I just thought that was a powerful moment of tremendous cooperation. I always tell people that Siouxland has a very unique group of people, and the caliber and character of those people is always manifest in moments of difficulty. And I believe that we would agree that was certainly the case in 2011.
Yeah, and that's just a good way to generally operate your life. Together we are stronger. So appreciate that.
Ryan, I know that you have been involved in growing your business, and two of your employees made the trek to Pierce, South Dakota earlier this week on February 6th and 7th. As I mentioned earlier, we completed the 25th Pierce Legislative Days. And during those 2 days at the state capitol, about two dozen business leaders from throughout Siouxland descended upon the state capitol to meet with the governor, the lieutenant governor, the leadership from the House and the Senate from both parties, from cabinet-level officials, et cetera. Why is it important to you as a business owner and an executive to have your companies represented at the state capitol during legislative days?
Thank you. It's always kind of been a mantra of mine that if you don't have a seat at the table, you might end up on the menu. And we are proud to be able to send, as you said, two different people, Jeff Dooley and then our Director of Operations, Travis Thom, to events like that, not only to get us a seat at the table and participate in discussions, but bring our concerns and problems to state government. I'm actually an employee of the state of South Dakota because I'm on a state board appointed by Governor Noem. And it's good to have that type of interaction with our leadership.
Well, and I think that in the second half of the program, we'll talk extensively about the priorities that the Dakota Valley Business Council brought to Pierce, among them workforce development, childcare, education, workforce housing, economic development, transportation and infrastructure, unemployment insurance, health care, and mental health. Those are the 2024 legislative priorities. And after a short commercial break, we will return to visit with Ryan Callahan, the CEO of RP and CEC, as well as his manager of the CEC division of that organization, Mr. Jeff Dooley, who served for many years as the leader of the Community Improvement District in North Sioux City, South Dakota. After meetings with the governor, the lieutenant governor, the leadership of the Department of Transportation, the attorney general, the secretary of the Department of Revenue, the executive director of the South Dakota Housing Development Authority, as well as the secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation, and then also all those legislative leaders, a very productive couple of days in Pierce, South Dakota. And after this commercial, we'll be back to visit with Ryan Callahan and Jeff Dooley about what they thought about this 25th annual legislative lobbying visit. We'll be right back after this break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of this morning's program, you know that our guests today are Ryan Callahan and Jeff Dooley. Ryan, of course, the CEO of RP and CEC, a regional engineering and construction firm located in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Jeff Dooley serves as his manager at CEC, and Ryan serves on the board of the Dakota Valley Business Council, which helps set the agenda for our trip to Pierre. Jeff made the trip along with his colleague, Travis Thom, of that organization. And Ryan, I want to begin with you. Help us understand what the DVBC considers most important when they go to Pierre. What does the Dakota Valley Business Council look to us to accomplish when we drive 4.5 hours to the central part of the state of South Dakota to meet with the governor and legislative leaders?
Sure. As you said a few minutes ago, there's always legislative priorities, and you listed those out, and I won't do that again, but several of them are very, very related. You want to build a better community, so you need a better workforce. That workforce has childcare sometimes they need. You want education. Economic development, all of that were listed priorities that you guys talked about up there.
And they all go hand in hand.
They do.
I mean, you can't really have all these without one another, and kind of like they fit together hand in glove.
They do. And at the end of the day, all of these people need somewhere to live. And workforce housing was one of the main things that were you guys talked about. And something that I personally am involved in as a development partner for a project.
Yeah, I want to visit about that project specifically, Ryan. One of the priorities that we discussed with the governor, with the attorney general, with the leadership from both the House and the Senate was workforce housing in the state of South Dakota. So one of the challenges nationwide right now is to attract talent, to attract labor. And one of the delegates who participated in our DVBC trip this year to Pierre was Gene Moore of Sterling. And Gene talked specifically about recruiting talent that just has recently graduated from college and bringing them into a professional role at Sterling. But hey, we got to have a place for these folks to live. And Union Crossing, which is a development with many people supporting it, is designed to do just that.
Absolutely. And Brad and Jean have built a wonderful company in North Sioux City, Sterling Computers. And I believe she's on the record as saying roughly 60% of her workforce commutes from out of state. That's not my number, hers, but we have similar issues where I'm at. In the last 6 weeks, we've hired or are hiring three young professionals, varying schools, varying education. They're engineers, they're professionals, they're college educated. not one of them is going to be able to live in South Dakota because there's nowhere for them to live affordably. They're all living in Iowa. It's a problem.
That's Ryan Callahan, the president and CEO of RPCEC, Regional Engineering and Construction Design Firm. Jeff Dooley serves as the manager for CEC. Jeff, you've made that trip to Pierre on many, many occasions. The priorities have evolved a little bit, but workforce housing is one of the most critical.
Yeah, you know, I think Dakota Valley Business Council, as you said, have been to Pierre now 25 years in a row, and I think I've been on maybe 21 of those trips. And early on, our main objective was to educate legislators and department heads about what kind of businesses are in Dakota Dunes and North Sioux City. And, you know, we did that like the first year I was there. I know we served Wells Blue Bunny ice cream to all the legislators and department heads in the rotunda there. And I think I ate maybe a gallon of ice cream that day. But another time we took Lantus Fireworks just to educate people on what is in Dakota Dunes and North Sioux City, being on the extreme southeastern corner of the state. The fireworks thing didn't work out real well. We had a hard time getting them in there, but I think it still served its purpose. But, not every year do we have a specific issue, but the last few years, the business community has been talking about workforce housing, and mainly just workforce in general, of which workforce housing is a big part of that. And one of the things we talked to department heads, the governor, the leaders from both parties is about the Union Crossing project and how that will have an impact on Dakota Dunes and North Sioux City's ability to hire young talent. Hopefully, that project can continue to move forward.
It's an important consideration, and the Dakota Valley Business Council, again, meeting with the executive branch and the legislative branch and emphasizing what's important to us in Southeast South Dakota. Ryan, economic development, education, childcare, all part of growing a community, but we can't do that successfully without housing. And so you're involved with other leaders from Southeast South Dakota on a project called Union Crossing. Tell us about that project.
Sure. I and several other business leaders, business owners, former and current, are part of a development group that was literally asked by the city and given money by the state of South Dakota to develop workforce housing. Why? Because we have a particular skill set and experience in doing this, and government leaders, both at the state and local level, have identified this as something that absolutely needs to be done. And we are happy to be part of a group that is developing a 26 to 27 acre residential workforce housing development that young professionals that are moving here right out of school, or established blue collar professionals, people that already are working in South Dakota, have a place to live.
Well, this project certainly got the attention of the governor, got the attention of the attorney general, the leaders from the governor's office of economic development, known as GOED. Jeff, you've been doing economic development literally for over two decades. You and I have worked together literally for 20 years on trying to recruit companies. We continue to do so, blue collar and white collar alike, but we have to have places for these people to live. One of the statistics that was floated during our trip in Pierre was that only 7% of the workforce in North Sioux City, South Dakota resides in North Sioux City. Does that sound factually accurate?
Yeah, I think that is. I mean, if you look at the interstate in the mornings and in the evenings, there's a lot of commuting going between Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. So I definitely think that's indicative of what's going on. The state of South Dakota has recognized the workforce housing problem in the state of South Dakota, and they started a program with $150 million worth of grant and loan monies that they're providing to communities all over the state to do very similar projects to what Union Crossing is doing. We talk to legislative and department heads. For example, the head of the South Dakota Housing Development Authority was in attendance, and he talked about the other projects that were going on, and he specifically mentioned Union Crossing and how well it was planned out and how the impact of the grant money reflected on the lot prices, which will promote affordable housing development. And so I think it's, you know, South Dakota recognizes the problem. Communities across the state are recognizing the problem and are taking very similar steps to as Union Crossing to help solve that problem.
Well, and Ryan, I know that South Dakota has put their money where their mouth is on this project because they've made grant dollars available for the Union Crossing housing development project.
Absolutely. They're putting their money where their mouth is. A $2.7 million grant, which is not a loan. It's a grant that has been given to essentially the city of North Sioux City to do this work. And they partnered with us because we have a particular skill set in being able to get this built in a timely and affordable manner. And absolutely, it's not a priority without funding. It's not a mandate without funding. The state is putting their money where their mouth is.
Well, Ryan, not only is the state and the public sector behind this project, but private sector leaders are putting their money where their mouth is, taking significant risk to develop this, to acquire the land, to put a development agreement in place, to plan a residential community. I think it speaks volumes when we see these public-private sector partnerships come together.
Absolutely. Our mission is to create a better community, and this is a 10-year mission. This is not a flash in the pan. This is not something that is going to be, frankly, incredibly lucrative to the development group. It's the right thing to do. You know, community leaders, business leaders are behind this, myself included. I want places for our employees to live, and I want to grow our community.
Well, and I know the vast majority of elected officials serving on the North Sioux City Council are supporting this as well. We wish you continued success with this project, and thanks for being our guest this morning on Grow Sioux Land.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, and our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef, I'm Chris McGowan, your host, and I want to thank Ryan Callahan, the CEO of RPCEC in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Also want to thank his colleague, Jeff Dooley, who serves as the manager of CEC. Gentlemen, thank you for your commitment to the Siouxland Tri-State region and for joining us, Jeff, on the 25th annual legislative lobbying trip to Pierce, South Dakota. We'll be back with more on Grow Sioux Land next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.